a greater purpose. And we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. How we delight to stand on the precious promises of God in those times of difficulty and distress, knowing that they are all yes and amen in Christ. How encouraging to call to remembrance the wonderful truths of the Word of God, knowing that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are the called according to his good purpose. How comforting it is to know that Christ is preparing for us a home in heaven, and how edifying to know that he is one day coming back to take us to be with himself. Oh, how we rejoice to rest in the precious promises of God. It is good and wise for us to rest on the truths of his word, especially as we face the particular challenges of each day. It is vital to trust in the promises that flood through the Holy Scriptures, for they are indeed food for the soul, refreshment for the weary, hope for the dejected, and sufficient for all our needs in the day of trouble. Christ truly is our sufficiency. Jesus Christ alone is the God of our salvation, and he it is that causes all things to work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Every believer in Christ rejoices in their salvation, knowing that their sins have been forgiven and that they have received eternal life, knowing that they have a glorious inheritance which is laid up for them in heaven. But there is so much more that is contained in the purposes of God, which were determined before the world was made. The length and breadth and depth and height of God's eternal plans and purposes are so much greater than the individual circumstances of your life or mine. And yet by God's grace, we have been called according to his greater plan. Oh, and incidentally, as a result, he ensures that all things work together for good. The plans and purposes of God do not revolve around us and our lives, although in his grace he has included us in his greater purpose. Jesus Christ is the centre of the eternal purposes of God, and in his grace we have been called according to that incredible, infinite, eternal, glorious plan. Because we trusted Christ as Saviour, we have become the called according to his purposes. And it is because of our calling, our position in Christ, and our relationship with him that we can be assured that all things work together for our benefit, not only today, but eternally. God has purposed that Christ is all in all. He is the centre and the circumference of God's eternal plans. And God has purposed that all who trust in him are to be participants in his eternal purpose, that Christ is all in all. We who trust in him are the called according to this greater purpose of God, and throughout our Christian lives we are being trained through testings, trials, and temptations, until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, until we all become mature and attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. In the meantime, in his grace, let us rest on the precious promises of God, knowing that they are yes and amen in Christ, knowing that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are the called according to his good purpose.